This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
So to give us more insight into global markets, we have on the line with us this morning Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence. Thank you very much for joining us, Tony. Now, the UK has launched a stimulus plan and cut rates by 50 basis points yesterday. Do you think the ECB will be pressured to do the same when they meet today?
Oh, sure they will. I don't know that they'll take the same tack. I don't think they have that much power in the interest rate cutting area. Their rates are already right around zero. So what they'll do is likely do a number of things, buy more government bonds, ease up on the reserve ratios that banks have to have. They'll do things like loan incentives for SMEs and other things. Europe's in a pretty bad position, partly because COVID really attacks older people more aggressively than younger people, and the demographic profile of Europe is pretty terrible. So the ECB has to do something to really help the economy. So what they're trying to do is make sure that consumers don't totally close their wallets, that banks don't totally close lending. So they're really trying to stimulate banks to keep money moving around the economy.
And in China and South Korea, indications are that the infections have gone past its peak for COVID-19. President Xi, in fact, visited Wuhan, although with a mask. Tony, is this a kind of light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think these have a natural progression. And I think it's quite possible that things are dissipating in China and things are improving. We see factory output and road traffic congestion gradually building back. We see places like Chongqing and Shanghai nearly up to pre-corona levels. So that's good. It's good for everybody. It's not just a China story. It's for all of Northeast Asia, all of Asia, and really the world, since it's kind of the manufacturing center for the world economy. Guangzhou seems to be about two-thirds recovered. So we're getting there. We're not quite there yet, but we're getting there. So there may be still quite a lot of bounce back to happen through March in China. Hopefully, by the time we enter Q2, they're back to almost normal levels.
And meanwhile, looking at another North Asian country, Japan, right, their economy seems to be bordering on a recession. Now, do you think that Abe and even the Bank of Japan have answers to the current downward cycle? Because have they got any more policy options left?
No, I'm kidding. I mean, they have, central banks can do a lot. I think the BOJ really has been focused since 2012, 2013 on Abenomics to try to raise, initially Abenomics was there to raise the inflation rate to 2%. They've failed. They've never achieved that any time over the past 8 years. But they have helped to do some other things to stimulate the economy. Japan's in a very tough place because it's so tied into Northeast Asian supply chains, and it has the same demographic problem that Europe has. So they really need to keep money circulating around the economy. I think Japan's in a worse position than Europe, so I'm just not sure. Of course, they can use some of these tools around reserve rates and loans to SMEs and so on and so forth. But how much further can the BOJ push it? I think they're in a much tougher space than the ECB.
And the fall in crude prices, Tony, has also negatively affected shale oil producers. What's your near and long-term outlook on that industry?
Well, shale for the U.S. is really seen as a path to energy security. Americans generally are really tired of the political issues that they face in the Middle East to secure their energy supply chain. So the current administration will do any number of things to make sure that shale producers survive, including backing up some of their loans, working with banks to extend the payback period, and so on and so forth. But shale really is seen as a national asset by the current administration, and they'll work very hard to make sure that those companies continue to be competitive and continue to have the resources. in the other countries where that are really competing in share right now, Saudi Arabia and Russia, they're basically state companies, so they get government support to compete. And so I think the view of the U.S. administration is, if they're going to get government support to compete, why should American shale companies compete in a complete open competitive market when their competitors aren't really even kind of competing in an open market? So it's complicated, but I think the administration is committed to making sure that U.S. shale survives.
Thank you very much for speaking to us, Tony. And that was Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence, giving us his outlook on crude as well as Japan's economy. So he listed some of the measures that he thinks the BOJ could take despite the somewhat failure of Abenomics over the past couple of years.
Yeah, they're in a tougher position than even Europe. Imagine that. I mean, they have, unfortunately, demographics that work against them, a very much aging population. Added to that, interest rates are already, less than 0%. I think what is going to be interesting is whether they're going to continue with the Japan Summer Olympics, right? Because just a fact, they've spent $12 billion for that already. Can you imagine? So you spend the money hoping to make it back. And if there's no Olympics, what happens then? Because that was supposed to be Japan's mini stimulus package.
Yeah, but he also said that some optimism there that things are improving in China. In fact, he cited a lot of anecdotal evidence of crowds appearing in places like Guangzhou and so on. So perhaps things... Hopefully things can improve very quickly after China improves.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.